thank you for the fruit that your word will produce. Thank you for the believers and all of those that are here and other places that we hear your word this day. God, and I personally thank you for the privilege and the honor to be able to speak your word. This we ask in the name of Jesus the Christ, our resurrected Lord, we pray, amen, amen, and amen. Ushers, you may take your seat. Subject today, the upside of setbacks. The upside of setbacks. The path of life is not an easy path to walk. Is filled with all kinds of trials and temptations. Trials such as sickness, disease, accidents, disappointments, sorrows, suffering, and death. Temptations of sickness and all the seductions of sin and evil. What we need is a surefire way to conquer all the trials and temptations of life. My hope and my prayer is that with this message today, somebody can get a nugget in their lives and from this passage and to let all of us know that there is a way to conquer and triumph over the trials and temptations of this life. Doesn't matter how severe the trials and temptations are, you can overcome. And I put this on my notes here, so I'll say it to you. Baggett, what is the way that we can do that? In a nutshell, it is possessing a spirit of joy and perseverance as we face the trials and the temptations of life. There is an upside to setbacks. There is an upside to setbacks, and by that I mean that the upside is the side that looks the brightest. When setbacks happen to us, this is my life right here. When a setback happened to me, it goes like this. But I'm stopping by this morning to tell you that there is an upside to setbacks. You have to have the joy and perseverance to stay there. Point number one, it's a fact. We will have many trials and temptations. The Greek word that's used for temptation and trials throughout James is paramos. It means to be tempted, to try, to test, and to prove. Throughout the Bible, the word and its various forms are used to refer to both trials and temptations of life. But the word seemed to mean far more than just tempted. It means to be tested, to be tried, to be proven. The temptation and the trials of life are to prove us They are for a beneficial purpose in our lives. And I know you're saying right now, Baggett, you're going to have to do more than tell me that. And I'm going to try to do that with the aid and the help of the Holy Spirit. They are permitted by God for a good purpose. Trials and temptation comes in our lives to make us stronger and more pure. When we conquer temptations, we become a much more pure person. We become more holy, more righteous, and more just. When we triumph, or when we go through the trials of life, we become a much stronger person. And can I just pause right here and tell you that if you get tired of hearing me say a much stronger person, you are going to get tired a lot today, because that's the point I want to drive home to you. You will become more steadfast, more enduring, and more persevering. When we stand up against trials and temptation, we become a dynamic witness to all of those who see us and who think that we are not what we say we are. We demonstrate the living and the presence and the power of Christ. We demonstrate that He actually does live in our hearts and in our lives, and that He is going to give us eternal life. I said earlier, God allows temptation for a good and beneficial purpose, to prove us, to make us a much stronger and a much more pure and much more righteous person for God. God wants us to face the temptation and the trials of life, to conquer them. By conquering them, we become much more like Christ, and to make Christ more fully known to the world. Some people, the only Christ that they're going to ever see is going to be the one that you show them in your life. They might not pick up their Thompson Chain Reference Bible and read it to find out about this man called Jesus. Oh, but if you live a life in front of them, they will see what it looks like. You have to do something in this yourself. You will become much more like Christ, and you'll make the world know more about Him. You will let the world know what He looks like. James says that we shall fall into all kinds of temptation. They're not just some temptation. There's a whole bunch of them that's around you. It is a picture of being surrounded by trials and temptation. You, whether you're willing to admit it or not, this morning, today, have overcome some trials and temptations in your life just to be here today. Just to not say something to somebody that might have said something to you that didn't fit quite well. You had to get over that today. Somebody, even when you were driving, somebody might have cut you off, or they might not have turned on their blinker, and it could have ticked you off. Oh, but you had to get over some form of trial and temptation today. There's a whole bunch of them around. There are many temptations and trials of all sorts. When you think you have one conquered, up come another one. They just like weeds that grow in your garden. You got to constantly pull them out. If you didn't have to pull weeds, everybody would just about be planting a garden, but you got to work it. Got to go out there and pull weeds, and you got to pour water on it sometime. No matter what the trial or the temptation, it is for a good purpose. It is for our benefit. It is to help us. It is to prove us. It is to make us stronger and a much more righteous and just person, to make us a much better witness for God than we would have been if the trial would not have come into our lives. Oh, it's difficult when you're in the middle of something to constantly say, I'm going to be better when I get out of it. I'm going to be better when I get out of it, and you can't hardly say it. It's beating you up so bad. But you got to believe. You got to know that it's for the benefit of you, for your benefit. Point number two. There is an attitude that's needed. And that attitude that's needed is an attitude of joy. You have to have joy. The attitude needed for facing trials and temptations of life is startling. It's joy. We are to face trials and temptations with joy. How can a believer be joyful when facing disease, accidents, pain, sorrow, disappointment, and even death? Joy is usually not what fills our heart when we face these things. When severe trials come our way, too often we get despair. We become discouraged. We begin to be defeated. There's only one way to face trials and temptation with the spirit of joy. We have to switch our thinking. Instead of having a negative attitude, we have to turn it to a positive attitude. I know some people think that being a Christian is always a positive way to go, and it is. You have to see the good in every situation that you're in, because if you are a child of God and you're walking with God, anything that gets to you have gotten by God, and God said it's okay for it to come your way. But you need to just make sure that you don't do anything to cause that situation to happen in your life. Don't go downtown and rob the bank and then think they ought not to put you in jail for robbing the bank. If you rob the bank, you ought to go to jail. And to go to jail is keeping the law, so therefore don't do something crazy and think that you're supposed to receive it with joy. If you live a life for God and trouble comes your way, face it all with joy. Don't let the situation determine that you turn away from God. There's something that we have to know. We must know something. We must know that trials and temptation worketh patience in our life. We must know that trials and temptations are not to defeat and to discourage us, but to prove us. It is to make us a much stronger and a more pure and a more righteous person. Patience means to be steadfast and to persevere and to endure. The believer is to know that the trials and the temptations of life will make him a more steadfast and a more persevering person, more enduring. They will make you much stronger, not weaker. Don't let people make you think that because you go through stuff that something's wrong in your life. God could be getting you ready for the next level. And that's what I've had to tell myself this morning. I didn't want to preach this message, but I had no choice. I started reading it and I couldn't get away from it. See, brothers and sisters, that's what God does for you. And listen to me. When you're a child of God, sometimes God will allow you to go through stuff. And you can't tell nobody why you're going through. And I tell you one reason why you can't tell them. You don't know. You just know that you're a child of God and that God's going to take you to another level. And he doesn't ask your permission. Can I take you to the next level? Stuff just come in your life and you just see it and you don't know what to do. But you know you can do like old man Hezekiah. You can turn your face to the wall and you can remind God of how you lived before in his presence. And God will get you through whatever is there. And he still won't ask you if it's all right if you go through it. But you can see yourself getting through it. Most of us that are believers, if you have not had a situation that you didn't understand, keep living and keep walking with God, and you won't have to have done anything wrong, but seem like trouble just always come your way. You got trials in your life,
Then when the trials come, you must do something. What you mean by it? You must be patient, and you must let patience have a perfect work in your life. Listen, you got to go through. Jesus hanging on the cross could have spoke, and angels could have come and got him down, but he did not speak. He had patience. He worked through it because he knew that God would not leave him, nor forsake him, nor would he bring any more on him than he could not bear. When trouble comes your way, all you need to do is just stay on your knees just a little bit longer and talk to God, and God will provide. Let patience do her perfect work. Listen, enduring mean more than bearing and putting up with stuff that happens in your life. Do something about it, but do it in the name of Jesus the Christ. What I do in mine, I give on my knees and I talk to my God and I tell him, I'm going to stay, I'm going to do your will, because you promised me that you would not leave me nor forsake me. And if you call his promises back to him, he will provide just what you need. But brothers and sisters, you got to study his word. You got to get in his word so you will know what his word says to you. When you know what his word says to you, a father like for his children to tell them what he told them. God's the same way. He loves when his children remind him of his promises. God, you brought me a mighty long ways, and you didn't bring me this far to leave me. You got to do something. Thank you, Lord. My mind goes to Brother Moses when he went up in the mountain to talk to God, and the children of Israel had been disobedient and had not done what God said, and God got angry with them and was going to leave them alone. And Moses went up to the mountain and talked to God, and he reminded God, God, these are your people. They're not my people. You told me to bring them, and I brought them. God, if you leave them now, the world and Egypt are going to think you just brought them out here to kill them. God, you can't leave them. You said you were going to take us to the promised land, and we're not in the promised land. Brothers and sisters, you got to know what his word is. Yes, there's an upside to setbacks. When they come in your life, stay there. Stay there. Somebody said, if he give you a lemon, you make lemonade. When a problem come, know that God is going to get you through it. You got to do something, brothers and sisters. You got to know that patience, work with patience, and then you got to do something. Stressful situations only make you better when it look like there's no way out. The creative mind goes to work. Just like God, he created everything, but then he put himself, when he made you in the image of himself, you got a creative mind. And if you know your daddy, and your daddy is God, you know what he's done for you. Well, Lord, you brought me through this, and you'll bring me through that. You wouldn't have it to come my way if I wasn't going to get through it. Lord, I thank you for the situation that I'm in right now, because I know it is not to stay. This too shall come to pass. Won't be here always, but God promised me that he would be with me. I'm not by myself. I'm walking. I read somewhere that no good man go anywhere by himself. He always takes somebody with him. And this is the word of God. If I go with God, I'm not by myself. Might look like I'm by myself, but I got help. The Lord is my help. I'm looking at the upside of setbacks that come in my life. You got to know that there's an upside to the setbacks that's in your life. The upside of setbacks. God is an awesome God.
Don't give out. Don't give up. And don't give in. Because God is an awesome God. And he can work through anything. Listen. Let me find myself here, y'all. God had me to put a lot of time into this. Because I might not know, but God's going to know. Somebody is going to get help today. Because God wouldn't have had me to put all last week into this message. Somebody going to get help other than me. I got help first because he gave it to me. We must do something. No matter what other people tell you, don't leave your main source of help. May get some other help, but don't leave your main source of help. Some other brother or sister may have some advice for you. Listen to them, but don't leave your main help. You know, it's just like you gotta, now that you have to have a primary physician, you can go to a specialist. Yeah, but you got to have that primary physician. They'll ask you, the specialist asks you, so who is your primary? That's telling you that you got to go back to the main source. And my main source, you got to stay right there. You got to stay right there. That's your main source right there. You may seem like you are defeated. And you may seem as if you get discouraged. But all of this happens to prove us. And it happens to make us a much stronger, more pure, and more righteous person. Patience means to stand steadfast, to persevere, to endure, to endure, to endure, to endure, to endure. Because, listen, I don't know about nobody else. I ain't going to talk about none of the rest of y'all in this right here. I'm going to just talk about me. If God would not have endured with me, he endured. I came this way. I walked kind of straight for a little while. Then I went back. He endured me all the while I was there. Come back, and he just kept right on enduring. And even when I came this way and stayed this way and continued to walk, he still endured. He still endured. And guess what he's doing right now? He's still endured. And I ain't by myself. I got some help. I got some company. If I look around, I could see some of you, but I don't have time to look around. I got to keep my eyes focused on him. Enduring to the end. The believer is to know that trials and temptations of life will make us more like Jesus the Christ. We will not become weaker. We will become stronger. Look like sometime, because of the condition that you're in, you will be weaker. Oh, but you're stronger. I know most of y'all don't know anything about this, but there's a grass that now that I think they have it on the golf course. It's called Bermuda grass. In the yesterdays, we tried to get rid of Bermuda grass in our yards. Couldn't get rid of it because we would take the surface of it away thinking we had it all. But it would come back. Soon as it rained and the sun shined, it would come back. That's the way it is with God. When it looks like you're down and out. Just down for a part of the count. Won't get all the way to 10. Might get to 9, but won't get to 10. Because he makes us stronger no matter what happened to us if we stay with him. The trials and the temptation will make the believer stronger, just like Jesus. They will give him a pure and a righteous character, just like Jesus. When the believer keeps this fact in mind, they can face the trials and the temptation much more positive. We must do something. We must let patience work within us. Patience means more than what stated, standing steadfast and persevering and enduring. More than just bearing and putting up with the trials and the temptation. It means more than just following the advice of the doctor. It means more than to just take it easy and be calm and to relax in stressful situations. It means more than learning to deny the existence of trials and temptation. Patience means to persevere and keep on persevering. To keep on persevering. Never, 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 never giving up. Always trusting in Jesus the Christ. Patience means to take the initiative and to exert the energy and the effort to conquer and gain the victory and to triumph over trials and temptation. How can joy within trials and temptations confront us, comfort us? By knowing it will make us stronger than by persevering against it and conquering it. By knowing that the opportunity is to make us stronger and more pure like Jesus. By using trials and temptation to become just a little bit stronger than I was before I went in it. Sometimes we look that when a situation come our life, through our lives, through a trial and a temptation, and we conquer it. The next time that same situation comes up, we think it's going to be a piece of cake. I stop by to tell you, it just might not be. You just got to stay and stand steadfast. If the same situation keep coming up in your life, there's something you didn't get the first time. The children of Israel stayed in the wilderness for 40 years. They lived 1 year in it and they hadn't conquered what God thought they needed to conquer. He said, in my words, another time around the mountain. This is the situation in your life, and God gets you through it one time. But then you keep living, and the situation comes up again, and you don't conquer it again. God says another time around the mountain. This is why the trials and the temptations in our lives keep coming up. You don't conquer it, and if you don't conquer it, it's going to keep coming up. That's why sometimes, help me, Holy Ghost, we have situations in our lives with our sickness, and it seems to leave us just for a little while, and then we go right back to doing what we were doing before. No, you can't do it. You got to stay right there. You got to keep doing what you were doing to get you away from it the first time. If it comes back again, there's something else you got to get. When you're going around the mountain this time, you got to do it. You have to do it. You got to make yourself persevere. You have to keep doing what God would have you to do. Listen to me. Brothers and sisters, we got to stay with what God have brought us through. You got to just leave it alone. You got to walk right by it and look at it and never turn around to look at it again. Keep walking. Ask him to order your steps. Listen. Point number three. And in this one, the results makes us perfect and entire. The results of facing trials and temptation can be wonderful. A most wonderful thing happens when a person perseveres and conquers the trials and temptations of life. The person becomes more perfect. This word perfect does not mean perfect in the sense of becoming a perfect person. It means perfection of purpose. And let me see if I can help you out right there. It has to do with the end. It has to do with an aim. It has to do with a goal. That's the purpose. It means maturity, fully grown. A fully grown child is a perfect child. He or she has reached his childhood and achieved the purpose of childhood. Perfect in the sense of not having sin in your life. After the benediction has been said in this service, we would have perfected this service because it would have come to an end. Doesn't mean everything we did in it was holy and 100%, but it would be perfect in the far as this, because we would have fulfilled the purpose of the service. That would make it perfect. You live a perfect day at the end of the day. The purpose is to live through the day. So that's the perfect kind of perfect we're talking about. I'm not talking about a perfect sinless one word. I'm not talking about that kind of perfect. I'm talking about the end, the aim, the goal. That's what makes it perfect. When a person stands against trials and temptations and conquers them, he or she perfects the purpose that God have intended. I ain't lost. I want you to catch me. The purpose which God had intended for you. Everybody does not reach it at the same time. He becomes a stronger and a more pure person, a person who is a little more like Jesus. He perfects his task and purpose for being on earth a little bit more. A little bit more. See, some of us want to jump from 0 to 100 in one bounce. No, you need to take it gradually so when you get there, you may be able to stay. The purpose for every believer is to become more and more like Jesus and to do a specific job while here on earth. Every one of us have something to do while we are here. You do yours, I do mine, and when we get to heaven, they all will be done. Everybody got a task to do. When the believer perseveres against and conquers trials and temptation, he perfects both the purpose and the end a little bit more. A person becomes more and more complete in all parts when you complete a little bit of it. The person becomes entirely, wholly, fit, perfectly sound, complete, with no weaknesses in that task. In that task. Doesn't mean you don't have some someplace else, but in that task, you become perfect without weakness. No flaws or no defects. When a person perseveres and conquers the trials and temptations, he becomes a little bit more like Jesus. Become more entire, more fit, more sound, more complete. He also eliminates more weakness. Every time you conquer something, you eliminate a little bit more weaknesses. You eliminate them from your life. This is a day-by-day trial. This is a day-by-day temptation that we overcome. The person who lacks nothing, he wants nothing. He has all the abundance and fullness of life. He walks through life conquering and triumphing over the problem that seems to come into his life. Not because of himself.